Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I wish, you know what, one of these days we're going to have to video these shows because it's so funny what happens 5 minutes before the show goes live. And then when my cue is to start talking, everything just shifts, the energy just shifts. And let me get to that because that's really an interesting phenomenon, if you will. But before I do, just welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality Radio. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. What that means is that my agenda, my goal, my intention in every moment, in every waking moment, some say sleeping moments also. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm a wake sleeper? What do they call that? A lucid dreamer? I don't know, but I haven't gotten to that stage yet. My son can do it, but I just haven't gotten there. Who knows if I ever will, but I digress. What that means is in every moment of my day, I live consciously. I live in a state of awareness. I live knowing what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I'm saying it, how I'm doing it. My energy is with the underlining tone of happiness. Now, let's talk about happiness very briefly, because we all have different definitions of happiness. And my personal definition is a feeling of contentment, a feeling of peace, a feeling of relaxation, a feeling of satisfaction, regardless of what is happening in my life and regardless of what is not happening in my life. In my life, in my relationships, in my job, it doesn't matter what is going on. In the middle of the storm, it is still, it's the energy of still being deep breath, peace. It's like living in a state of meditation, if you will. Even though I don't meditate the way traditionally, sitting and just going within, it is really living in a state of meditation, of deep meditation, of consciousness. And that's my definition. And what happens with this life is every single moment, I am tested. I am tested to the point of where tested to, and the reason why I'm tested is to even have more insight of where I am on my journey. Who I was yesterday, oh my goodness, yesterday, a week ago, 6 months ago, 5 years ago. People out there, audience, people, a tornado didn't have anything on me. I was very argumentative. I loved to criticize. I judged. I compared. I blamed people for how I felt. That's who I was. And now that I know the truth, and I say the truth, is that I cannot blame anyone. I cannot point my finger at anyone. I cannot look and compare myself to anybody on this planet. I can't judge, because when I do engage in those behaviors, my happiness diminishes, my contentment diminishes. And why the hell would I want to do that, especially since I'm a happiness specialist? Now, today's topic keeps coming up. It's a topic of relationships, and it keeps coming up because relationships and my interaction with them is an indicator, is the true indicator of where I am. You know, I always say your job, your struggles, your answers, your problems can all be found in the my left hand is up to my left ear, waiting for your response. Hello? Can all be found in the mirror, without exception, without doubt. Everything, all of your problems are found in the mirror, and all of your answers are found in the mirror. Now, with that being said, it was one of the hardest realizations that I couldn't blame anybody else for how I felt. It was one of the hardest lessons, if you will, to have mastered. A perfect example. You know what? I'm stopping because there's so much. I'm like, where do I start? Let me just give you an example of this week. And one of the main cues, one of the main indicators, I teach a class on the importance of happiness, and one of the homework assignments was, how are you different this month than 6 months ago, a year ago? And it's interesting how a lot of people, a lot of students, really have to sit and think about it. Let's see, how am I different? More confident, more patient. It's really a thought. You have to really come in and you have to sit and think about it and contemplate it. But I have to say that the answers come really quickly for me, because I know what I did and how I felt last week, and I know exactly where I am this week. Let me give you a perfect example. Hey, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm an active fitness instructor. And last year, October the 3rd, 2014, I had arthroscopic hip surgery. Now, I'd been teaching aerobics and fitness for, 35 years, 34 years. It's a lot of years, people. And with that came wear and tear on my body. And quite frankly, that's just what happened, period. No more, no less. I don't look back and say, well, I could have prevented it if I stretched more. That could be true, but I'm in the present moment. It's never looking back and what I could have done, what I should have done, why didn't I do it. It's really always right now. And so I had, I actually had the MRI, and it was just a lot of tendons and a lot of things to clean up. It's just a lot of debris. And I remember my surgeon telling me, wow, I was in there longer than I expected. Fast forward to today. I remember being in a lot of pain and discomfort with this left hip. And now it's like I have a brand new hip. It wasn't replaced. It was just scoped. But it feels great. Now, let's back up just a little bit. When I had the surgery, and because I was teaching, I had to stop teaching. I actually had to take a leave of absence. Makes sense, right? I couldn't jump right back into teaching classes a week after I had surgery. So I was scheduled to be off, officially off, for 8 weeks. And I work for a large national chain. One of the national chains, I should say fitness chains. And so the surgery was in October, and in January I got cleared to teach again, to teach my cycling classes, to teach my weight training classes. Of course, I don't do a lot. I don't do any impact classes anymore. All of my teaching is no impact. That's another story for another day. So I got my clearance in January of 2015. Now, before I got the clearance, one of the coordinators who is in charge of scheduling is a very interesting energy. There are a lot of people on this planet, and I recognize them only because I used to be one of them. I used to be one of them. And she is very, very, let's just say, I'm going to just be honest, very controlling energy. So even though I had been teaching at this facility, at this corporation, if you will, for probably 7 years, and attending all the current training, whenever they have quarterly training that you know you attend and you get credit for and you advance your skills, even now. Even though I attended all of the training, this particular woman said to me, Rebecca, before you come back, you're going to have to audition. Have to audition to get a job that I'd been teaching for 7 years. Now, reality spirituality audience, that just rubbed me the wrong way. I'll admit it, hands up in the air, it rubbed me the wrong way. How dare somebody say that I, because I really pride myself in being a great instructor, say that I have to audition. And quite frankly, it was my ego saying, how dare her say that? And it was my ego resisting. And I recognized that, and I recognized it then, and I'm letting you know exactly what it was now. So I went back and forth with this. Even to the point of sending her, I think I spoke with her a couple of times, and why do I have to audition? I've attended all the recent trainings. I have my doctor's clearance. Why can't I just have my classes back? Believe it or not, this, quote, battle went on and back and forth with this coordinator all the way up until last week. And let me tell you what happened. Now, when I said the battle, it was give me my classes back, I don't need to audition. I sent a letter to her supervisor, her manager. I sent a letter to the CEO of the company of this huge national chain, because quite frankly, it wasn't fair and was unjust for whatever reason. And so, of course, I stood up for that, and I said, I'm not going to audition. Let me fast forward, because sometimes the story gets a little bit long, because there's a lot more to it. So I was teaching at the time four classes. I was teaching weight training classes and also two weight training classes and two spinning classes, cycling classes. And I got my weight training classes back. Now the cycling class she would only give me. Hold on a second. Before I go on, let me share with my audience. There is a number you can call in, and it's area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. And I'm going to go right to the callers in the queue as soon as I just finish this one quick story. I have a lot of people in the queue, and thank you for listening. Okay, so what happened was the battle back and forth, and I only received a partial amount of my classes. The word went around, retaliation, because I sent letters up to the CEO, and this is the bottom line. Just 2 weeks ago, I still have not received all of the classes that I was teaching prior to the surgery. And I actually wrote another batch of letters to the CEO, to the human resources department, to the physical fitness, heads, corporate heads, saying that there is no reason I have a doctor's excuse, a doctor's release. There's no reason why I've been subject to financial hardship for 9 months, blah, 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 blah. I typed out all the letters. I addressed all the letters. I wish you could see them right now. I have them in my hand. I have been a letter writer, a fight for justice, a something's wrong, I'm going to make it right, 99% of my life. And this was just another incident. This was just another lesson, another time in history where I have to, quote, assert myself and fight for what is right, quote, right. And I'm using air quotes here. I had the envelopes in my hand, and I didn't mail them right away. I'll never forget, I had them in my hand, and I was walking to the bus stop, and I was going to put them in the mail, and something said, don't mail them yet. Don't mail them yet. And one of the things that I want to share with you is when you live consciously, when you live aware of what you're doing and what you're feeling and what you're saying in every moment, it's really a practice that you get in tune with your inner voice. You get in tune with the universe. You get in tune with this energy, with spirit, with whatever you want to call it. You hear that voice. So there's two voices in your head. It's the voice that says, mail the letters, this woman needs to, there needs to be a right, wrong. There's two voices. And when I got in tune with that other voice, and the other voice says, don't mail them yet. It was the next day. I still had the letters in my briefcase. Actually, it's not a briefcase. It's one of those rolly briefcases with the wheels on them, whatever those are called. they're the same thing as when you – I don't even know why I'm trying to explain, because that's not my point. My point is the next day – I had this conversation with that inner voice, and the inner voice says, Rebecca, you have been writing letters, and you have been standing up for what's right and what's just all of your life. Yes? Yes. Of course, that's the answer is yes. Why don't you do something different? Why don't you not mail the letters? Why don't you keep the letters but without mailing them? We heard your request. We know that, in other words, we got this. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to make the world right. You don't have to focus on correcting this woman's behavior just because she'd been unfair and a little bit of retaliation and on and on. You don't have to do that. Why don't you surrender and do nothing? What do you mean? That somebody's got a teacher that she can't treat? No, you don't have to do it. And with that, I'm holding up these three letters that I'll probably, and they're sealed, they're ready to go. The stamp is even on each one of the envelopes. Lost 40 cents, whatever it is. That doesn't even make sense. The stamp is even on the envelopes. I'm ready to mail them. And the voice said, don't. Do something different. This life, your journey, my journey, is about being in the moment and having the ability and having this and wanting to do something different than you've already been doing all of your life. I didn't mail the letters, and in 2 days, I got an email from one of the heads in the human resources department. Rebecca, do you want your classes back? They're open to you. Huh? without mailing a letter, without fighting, without causing, quote, more drama. Yes, because mailing letters would cause drama. Without causing more drama, everything lined up. I got my classes back. With just a phone call, with just an email. Now, I wanted to be the one, or my ego, wanted to be the one to teach this woman a lesson about how to treat employees. It's against the California law to retaliate against a... No, because that's what I... Because that is... It would be on me. I would be the one stirring it up. I would be the one. The point is this, audience, is allow the universe... Surrender and allow the universe to do its job. When, and I thought about it, because I just started teaching again this week. Friday, I just got all of my classes back. And who knows why it took over a year for me to get all of my classes back. For a while, it didn't feel like it was right. But maybe, because I can't try to figure the universe out, but maybe I hadn't healed enough, or maybe I needed the lesson in surrendering, or maybe I needed to experience having letters in my hand and not mailing them. Maybe all of it, and maybe even more. Being open and being ready to change and to shift what you've been thinking and what you've been doing all of your life is key to creating and experiencing more happiness in your moments now. I just thought that was a real big one. So hold on a second. We're going to go to the queue. I have a few people. Area code 210, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi.
How are you?
Hi. What is your first name again?
Justin.
Justin. Hi, Justin. What's going on?
Not much. I was just listening to your show. I just had a few questions about, I guess, the spiritual awakening.
Perfect.
Very confusing.
Perfect. So what is your question? And let me say this, first of all, if you've never listened to the show before, this is for my new listeners, and I don't know if you've listened before or not, Justin, but one of the things that I ask is that all of the questions are specific and all of the questions have to do with you. In other words, we're not in anybody else's business. It's really about you, Justin. You, my dear Justin. So what's your question?
I'm trying to, I know that the spirit is trying to give me a message, but I cannot pick it up or understand it. Or, you know, I feel I need direction.
Okay.
Yeah. You could help me. What do you feel?
Okay. Well, let me just be really brutally honest and right to the point, because that's just who I am. So this
Paris.
Is it. If... One of the things we humans do, and I'm throwing myself in this too, is think, let me just say me. One of the things that I thought that I knew is I think I know what the universe is doing. I think I know what the universe is planning. I think I know the direction. I think I know the purpose. I'm trying to get in the mix. And it sounds like, you know, you said you're feeling that there's a message, but you're not getting a message. And let me just say this. If you are supposed to be getting a message, my dear Justin, you will hear it loud and clear. It'll hit you right in the face. It'll bash you right on the toe. You won't be able to avoid it. So when you say... Hold on, sweetie, listen. So when you say there's a message but I'm not hearing it, it's like saying you're waiting for a phone call but the phone's not ringing. the phone will ring and you'll be able to answer the message when it's time, when it's ready. But it feels like, and this is just what it feels like to me, what you feel like is, and I'm only saying this because I used to do the same thing, is that I know, I feel. And what that means is I'm thinking about the future and I'm living in the future and I know that there's going to be something in the future. But it's really about living right now in the present moment. Present moment.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And this wanting to know, feeling, and I understand it and I'm not poo-pooing it. But it's really about this moment right now and how are we feeling in this present moment. And what I'm feeling from you is it's very simple. This life is very simple. You're either energy of being satisfied or dissatisfied. You can't be both. So it's really about finding satisfaction right now in the present moment. And it's not about looking out and seeing or feeling. It's about feeling satisfied in the moment. And I'm not feeling that you're satisfied in your present moment. Am I right or am I really right?
I understand where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from. You're right.
Okay, and let me say this. And there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, I'm getting chills now. I'm getting chills. I always get chills when I hear the truth and you just spoke the truth. And there's nothing wrong with that because all it is just like a little feather, on your shoulder. Okay, Justin, you're in the future again. Okay, Justin, stay in the present. Trust, surrender, relax, enjoy the ride. That's the whole thing. It's when, I wanted to know goals. I wanted to know what's happening. I even thought I knew what was happening or what was going to be happening. But what that does or what that did to me, it took me out of the present, out of living in the present and loving the present moment. Even if I'm sitting on my rear end all damn day, excuse my language, all day watching football. Yeah, I'm satisfied with that. There's nothing else I need to be doing. There's nothing else I'm supposed to be doing.
All right. Yeah. Well, I like that. It makes a lot of sense.
Let me say this. I've shared this story before, but it's been a while, so let me just share it again. I grew up in a home where it was required. I had to be productive. I had to do something. I had to accomplish something every day. The word lazy was thrown around a lot. You're lazy. Oh, my God. If somebody called me lazy, parents called me lazy, you're not doing anything, you're lazy. It was like the biggest insult. It was like getting stabbed in the heart. And the universe, and so that continued in my adult life, unless I'm accomplishing, unless I'm doing, unless I'm always on the move, I'm lazy, worthless, I don't want to say worthless, but part of it, what are you doing? You're wasting time. That was another big one. What a waste of time. And so finally, because I wanted this happiness and being satisfied and this contentment so bad, finally what happened was the universe said, okay, it's time to get rid of this being dissatisfied about what you're doing or what you're not doing in your life. I'm like, okay, really? How do I do that? Well, we want you to sit down on your butt Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and do nothing. Of course, I teach, the fitness classes, I could do that, but you do nothing. What do you mean do nothing? No writing, no reading? No, do nothing. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can you imagine, how does that feel to sit on your butt and do nothing for 3 days, Justin?
Well, it depends. Sounds good right now.
There it is.
Let me guess, are you a Leo?
No, I'm what they call a stop sign. I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
But that do nothing thing, it really bothered me. And it bothered me so much that I could never be okay with doing nothing. I just couldn't. It got into every cell, like I wasn't accomplishing anything. I had to do something. And it took me weeks and weeks and years to get to a place of being okay with not doing anything. Weeks and years, 2 years, Justin, 2 years of, okay, I'm all right. Now, do I write? Yes, when I'm inspired, when I hear the voice right, when I feel right. But unless I'm getting this voice tell me to do, I'm not. I'm enjoying it.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny. I don't write often, and I've been wanting to write, and I said it, you know, today. I was talking about, like, I want to make a tarot deck. So.
Listen, do what feels good and do what's fun.
Yeah.
Start doing more things that are fun and start doing more things that you love and start doing more things that you like. There's a woman in my happiness class, and it's funny because her homework assignment, I had to give her a specialist homework assignment, and I said, sing every day. Do you like singing? Yes. Sing every day. Go on YouTube. Watch some funny videos. And then write down what you have in your life as opposed to focusing on what you don't have. That's it. This life is really not that serious. It's not supposed to be taken seriously, at least my opinion. What?
I say the same exact thing.
Yes.
I totally understand you.
Good. And so the last thing I'm going to say, number one, well, that's a few things. First of all, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being so honest, and thank you for being so open, especially with my suggestion of stay out of, there's a message, I can't get the message. Yeah, you'll get the message, dear. You'll get the message loud and clear when it's time, if there's a message at all. Well, you got the message today is to call me, right?
Yes. And see, it comes off, people think that you don't care about anything just because, like, how you say, you know, you don't, it's not that serious. That's not what I say. But people, they think that, like, you know, I don't care about anything, or I don't. It's
guess
not
what?
That.
Now you're hitting on something that's just as important as your call. And it's about, I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. It's about what I found, Justin, is I don't have conversations with people that don't get me that don't get me. And when I say don't get me, it's really accepting me. If anybody comes to me and criticizes and says, well, you don't care about people, you know, that means I'm talking too much. It's not about them, it's about me. And people can have whatever opinion and whatever judgment that they want. And they are going to have it, whatever I'm doing. And quite frankly, if somebody is criticizing or giving me suggestions about anything in my life, number one, I know I'm talking too much about my life. I'm doing that. It's my fault. And number two, they're at a distance. It's really an interesting one-on-one relationship with you, yourself, and the universe. it's right, really a one-on-one.
Nobody knows how you feel or how you should feel unless they've been through what you have gone through. You know, they can't sit back and say, you should have done this. You know, they have no idea.
Thank you. And that's exactly what I say. Listen, you don't know unless you are that person and you're living in that in their skin. You don't know. That's why the judgments. But see, I'm not people are in my life are judging and the weapon is distance. They're at a distance, Justin. They're at a distance. Not to say I don't want anything bad to happen to them. Still love them, still accept them. But you can't accept me. And you, then you're there. Then see ya.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Call me anytime. I'm going to go to my next caller. Please keep listening. And thank you so much for bringing all of that up. So many great points.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Whew. I actually love that call. Justin brought up some really, really good, interesting things about other people and people. I love, and let me say this. It is an epidemic. It is really a virus. You know, the Matrix says that it's human. It's a virus. People looking out at other people and finding something wrong with what they're doing, with their life, how they're living, their decisions, their causes, what they eat, how they it is an epidemic, and I used to be in that group. I could find something wrong with everyone, but let me say this: the only way to stop it is to start looking in the mirror and start going and go on that journey. That journey of discovery, because when I went on that journey of looking within and finding and who I am, and the things that I needed to look at and expose to maybe eliminate, to maybe adjust, to shift. I don't have time to look at anybody else. I don't have time to focus on anyone else or concern myself with what somebody else is doing right and or quote wrong. You don't have time. Trust me. Trust me, people. So if you're looking at anyone else and looking at them and they are this and they're not and they didn't and they could and they should and their mother, father, sister, brother, coworker, aunt, uncle, child, it doesn't matter. It all comes back to you. And it actually is very telling about who you are and where you are in your journey. Okay, let's go to area code 770. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Louise. How are you?
Hi, Louise. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, I'm listening. And I just tuned in. That was the first call I heard. And you're so right about people judging and criticizing others. And I have a friend, a dear friend, who made me realize, do you know what they're doing? I said, no. He said, they're talking about themselves.
You know what? Thank you. And you are right. And let me say this. And that's why you can't take what anybody else says personally at all.
Exactly. You know, my daughter called me yesterday and said this one of her colleagues, one she worked with, it was Friday, she looked over and called me a thing, and she got offended by it. I said, why did you get offended by it because she called you a thing? I said, do you realize one thing? And she said, what? I said, don't take it so personally. Don't take it so seriously. Just say, yeah, I got that thing, yes. Just like you got that thing. You know what? Men love that thing.
Okay, now we're going into something else, which I can do that too. That's so funny.
Yes, I know, but I just try to give her, I gave that to her as an example, not don't take it so seriously. I mean, I mean, she's got to grow and get to that point. I understand that because I had to. It was like, oh, no, you're right. Just focus on you. Take care of me.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this. When you do, first of all, thank you for bringing it up. And when you do start taking care of you, and you know, I've heard the word selfish, and like Justin said, people don't. But it's really not, because I can't be of any service if I'm not whole myself.
Exactly.
I just,
thank you.
I can't be.
Thank you. Yeah, people will definitely put a label on it. Oh, you're selfish. You don't care about yourself and that or this. But no, you're right. You're so right.
And let me say something else, Louise, because this is now you're opening another can of words, which is really, really very, I love it, very important, is that I got to a point where people can be angry, people can be rude or mean or
hurting,
all of that.
Quiet desperation.
Yes. It's just really about how much they're hurting. And so when you look at it like that, it's not personal. It's just them venting. They need to be heard. Are they going to realize that they're talking about themselves? Who knows? But you said a word about getting offended. And this is one of my huge – there is no such thing as being offended. No such thing. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, my dear Louise, are you ready for this?
I am. I'm always ready. I'm open. I'm always open to learn.
and see, that's the thing. Being open, that's it, being open. And you could feel it in your soul if it fits, and you could feel it if it doesn't fit, but just be open. And so this thing about being offended, I actually tweeted it a week ago, it's about if I'm offended, that means that I care about what somebody else is saying and or doing, and their words have more power, have power over me. There, you know, this world right now, I'm offended because they use that word. Are you kidding me? Words, people teach it. I say words have no power. Words have as much power as I want to give them. Words, symbols, gestures, power. These words are human, man-made words. Now, I'm not going to give you a power to offend me, and I'm also not going to give you the power to compliment me. It doesn't matter. My opinion of me is the only one that matters, and my opinion of me aligns with the universe's opinion of me, which is I'm pretty perfect. I'm pretty good. Listen, it's all accepting, all love. That's my opinion of me.
I agree with that. I like that.
I really like that.
I like that. Yes.
We're all just right. Yes. So, Louise, is there anything that offends you?
Well, there used to be things that offend me because I grew up being very sensitive, but I was always kind and giving. But I've grown. I really worked on me. I did the mirror work. I look in the mirror and I smile and I say I love you. Look in my eyes and say I love you. And I listen to music. Music activate my brain, my creativity, my thinking. And I dance and I laugh and I laugh. And I read for months ago where that was a yoga laughter class. Yoga laughter. And I say, wow, that's fun, but I don't have to go to yoga to laugh. I can laugh. and I tell people all the time, and they feel like they look like, you know, you could pick up people on energy, maybe they're not, or you can hear it in their voice.
Mm-hmm.
They're not feeling, and I may say, well, put on a, watch a good movie, read a good book, or throw on some, find a good comedy show, or just laugh. because it's so, for me, I just feel so good.
Now, you know what? Let me, because I'm listening to you and I'm getting a sense of you, a real good sense. And I have to say that, and I want to see what you think. It's just want to see what you think. Before I did the radio show, and then I like to say in my real life, you know, my personal life, not my public life of the radio or teaching. I used to. My dear Louise, I used to throw out suggestions for people to take and to use, just like you, with good intentions of wanting to help, wanting to assist, giving suggestions and all of that. And I know exactly what you're coming from. And I have to say this, that I've given up doing that. Okay?
You know what? You're so right, because I have also somewhat, because I realize it's just a waste of energy. And I look at it, okay, I'm not in their shoes. I don't know what's really going on in the essence of who they really are, their soul. I am going to let them figure it out on their own.
Okay, now you know what? What do you want to do? Co-host the show with me? Huh?
Yeah, I would. I would love to.
Because
they're out on their own. And I said, they have divine intelligence. They have creativity. They have everything. God, the universe, had given them everything they need, so they'll have to figure it out. And they're going to think, they're going to do. Basically, I found that out with my daughter. I try to guide and direct, tell her, you know, what I think, da-da-da. So I thought, she got a mind of her own. She's gonna do what she, how she want it, how she want to do it, when she want to do it, and where she want to do it. I have no control over that. So stop wasting my energy and just take that energy and put it on me.
Okay. Now listen. Okay, sweet. You know what? Hey, this is called the. It's called the, and it's very complicated. But this is a syndrome. You ready? Everybody should write this down. It's called the. Mind your own business syndrome.
Yes, mind your own business. The mind of your own business syndrome. That is once they get out of that nest and you have taught them the pros and the cons, you know, and once they leave that nest and out there, you're right, mind your own business. Unless they come to you for some guidance.
Exactly.
Leave it alone. And I've learned that. It's like, ooh, it's a journey that she's on, a journey that we all on our own journey. And so I have figured that much out and said, ooh, more at peace.
Yeah, okay, so now you hit on something else. And really, quite frankly, is this looking out and having intention, well, I want the best for them. It's really about letting go of control. My son is 30 now. I've given him the pink slip to his life years and years ago. But yesterday, because this is reality, spirituality in the moment, yesterday he called, and we have something, it's strange, we have something in common. He's a yoga instructor, certified yoga. He also teaches dance classes. He's an instructor, and so
I love that yoga. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so the same. If you're an instructor, you have things that happen. Sometimes people say come in the class and they're grumpy. They look at, you know, they feel the class and then they leave. And then sometimes the music's too loud, so they go, hey, your music's loud, so you turn it down. And just a lot of things that instructors have Yeah, and so he was telling me, this was just yesterday, he called me and he said, Mom, he was teaching this new class that he just took over, and he said six people, before the class ended, he said six people walked out. And so I'm listening to him talk, and I'm, you know, not saying a word, and then he said, and because he took over for another instructor, he wanted to know more about that instructor, so he took that other instructor's class, and he says that really bothered me. And then I said, six people walking out of your class bothered you, who you don't know why they left, and maybe they didn't like you or your class. It doesn't matter. It's really about you and how you're feeling because they're walking. That's what I just said. And he was quiet. And I and Luis, I knew that I was opening my mouth, and I just got caught up in the moment. And I said, 2 seconds later, I said, you know what, Nathan? I said, I realize that I'm giving you advice. I realize I'm giving you some insight. And I said, and you didn't even ask me. So I just want to let you know that I'm conscious of it, and it won't happen again. At least I'll try for it not to happen again. But I've allowed him to tell me stories, and unless he asks me a question, my lips are sealed.
Well, but you have to look at it this way. Perhaps you did give him food for thought.
Yes.
Maybe he never looked at it that way.
Yes, and this is another thing, Louise. I know that if I say something, it's supposed to be said. And I know if I don't say anything, I'm not supposed to. So in other words, whatever is going on, whatever is happening, is in perfect order. So I shouldn't have said it. Nope, don't have that, because you're right. He needed to hear what I had to say. I'm just more aware next time.
Yeah, because sometimes we will channel things. We'll just say it. We don't know why we say it. It just comes out of nowhere, and there it is. And that is, maybe that person needs to hear that.
That's right. If it's being said, the person needed to hear it. So I want to ask you, let me ask you first, give me something that you're challenged by. If you want to share something really juicy, because now we're on the same wavelength. So tell me something that you're challenged by, my dear Louise.
Something I'm challenged by is relationships with relationship romantically. I get attention, but relationships that, I would say a companion.
In other words, so you're challenged by wanting a relationship or having,
well,
or you have one right now?
I'm challenged by that I'm who I am, and that's not going to change, you know, because I don't have no reason to change. And people say, for instance, I'm gonna give you a good example. I have a friend.
Yeah, give me something specific.
Okay, I'm giving you this specific. I have a friend that he doesn't live in the state that I live in. He lives out west.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've known him. He said he remembered me from school, but I don't recall him. So.
Mm-hmm.
Reached out to me a few years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, and he called my name, and I said, yeah, and da-da-da, and we talked. And so, you know, he was giving me that attention over and over, two or three times a week, and it felt good. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who you are. Send me pictures and da-da-da. And it's like, oh, nice guy, but I still don't remember you in school. I went back and da-da. And so his thing is that he really say that he's interested, but he led me on to believe that he was going to move here to where I live because he has family in this area. He said,
okay, hold on. I know where you're going. I get it because I'm just up against the time right now. But
okay.
Led you to believe there's no such thing. See, this is the thing with relationships, and I'm only speaking for myself.
Right. Okay.
There is if there's something that I want to know about a guy or a man or a person, because I'm not in a relationship, traditional, then I'm
going
to ask, are you moving? Are you planning on moving? Or you're not moving? Did you ever ask that question?
I did. I did say to him, I said, I thought you was planning on moving. I thought you were planning on moving.
No, the question is, before you said I thought, the question is, are you planning on moving?
But
it's either
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. And that is a challenge that I have.
Okay, so let me get right to it because this is so perfect. This is so good stuff. This is good stuff. See, no, it really is. It really is.
Yes. Okay.
For me, I can size up a person, a man or a woman. But let's go to the man thing. We're talking about relationships in less than 2 minutes. I ask the questions that I want answers to. Now, don't think that I'm allowing them to give me an answer and to, in other words, believe their answer. But I ask the tough questions. And when you are not willing to ask the tough questions, then you are, because, listen, I know us girls get all caught up in the romance and the courting and all of that crap. And
that's
I get
true.
It. And it is fun and it is nice, but know that that's all it is. When you really want to know that, and one of the reasons why you're not asking is because you don't want to know. You don't want to know the truth. No, I'm just flirting with you. No, I'm just spending time with you. No, I just want to hook up and then that's it. See, I get a sense. I know what kind of guys that are just like that and the kind of guys that are, quite frankly, that don't exist.
That's basically what it boils down to. He just wanted to come through. When he comes through, hook
yeah.
up and move on. That was it. And I told him the other night, I said, you know what? I said, if that's what you're looking for, you don't it, you will find it. It's out there.
Yeah, but see, you allowed him to use a lot of your time in this very...
I did.
Yeah, and listen, I'm a girl in this fairy tale, you know, happily ever after kind of zone. I get it. I totally get it. But
good. It felt good getting attention.
Yes.
A week. You know,
yes.
it felt good. And like I was walking around happy, just in a
yes.
just very blissful.
Yes. Like a schoolgirl.
Like a schoolgirl, exactly. That's exactly
yes.
how I felt. But I realized more and more, like, no. And I just let him know, no, this is not who I am. I'm looking
yes,
for someone
yes.
to grow with.
And let me say this too. Even if you were the kind of woman that's going to roll in and have one night, that's okay too. But if you
that's
know
okay,
yourself,
if that's who you are. That's very
exactly.
true.
Exactly. And so you know yourself. And what happened was you got caught up in the romance and in the giddiness, and you did that for a little while, and now it's done. And
it's done.
Exactly. Next moment,
it's done. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. I'll even share a story. I hope nobody's listening. But there's a young guy, and I mean when I say young, I mean young. I mean really young. Young.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's tabloid young. And
okay.
Yeah, it's tabloid young. And we went out and we had dinner and he was just very attentive and all of very, you know, he kissed me. I kissed him back. And that was, guess what? Hasn't called me. Hasn't asked for a second date. But it's okay.
It's okay.
It's
it
okay.
It was at that moment. You
exactly.
enjoyed that moment. It was an experience and life goes on.
Yes. Yes. And it's really not about, okay, what the future moment is going to be. It's not about that. It's about every moment, and it's really about learning yourself. And let me tell you something. If that happened to me when I was in my 30s, in my 20s, I would have still been depressed.
Oh, I see what you were saying, yes, because, yes, I see, yes. Not understanding,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yes.
Not understanding, yes. Mm-hmm.
Not only understanding, but accepting that every moment. Now I have a nice story that I can share and tell, and that's it.
Yeah.
What am I
going to
walk
that's
down
it.
The aisle with this guy?
He's very attentive. He wanted the kiss. You gave him a kiss.
Yeah.
And you,
come on.
Everything felt good at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And
he moved on. And
yeah.
That was a nice experience.
Yes, and I moved on too because, you know, it was, listen, and if it happens again in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then that's that moment then.
Exactly. It'll be that moment. As they say, that they all say, live in the moment.
That's the only way to live, my dear.
Live in the moment because that's it.
That's the only way to live. What a great show. Thank you for making for helping me and allowing me to make the show even more interesting and better than ever in this moment. I really love your open, number one, your openness, and just number two, just your honesty. Thank you so much, Louise.
Thank you. You on every Sunday?
Yeah, I'm on every Sunday, 7 a.m. Sometimes I have guests and sometimes I don't, but yep, every Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love this language. I really do.
Thank you, Louise.
It helped me.
Have a great weekend. I'll chat with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, so everyone. Yeah, oh, please listen. I'm just going to wrap it up. Please listen, please.
Oh.
So everyone, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Facebook and go to Reality Spirituality, and you can like my Facebook page. And I want you to remember until next week who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Reality Spirituality. Thank you to my call-in guests, Justin and Louise. Shout out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Reality Spirituality. Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Reality Spirituality. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.